had iron pots, but tin tubs.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh, and we bath in them tin tubs. Sometime on years to come, we had the other kind of tub. We had little handles to them.
Oh, okay.
But these other times, we had wash pans and tin tubs.
Right.
And when you want to take a good bath, we get in that tin tub. But these, most of the, and when we had these babies and things, we just get that rag and our little soap. Nine times ten, we didn't have no soap. We made lye soap. And we bath. We do around with it.
You like wash up?
Wash up. We'd wash up. And no washing no head. No going outside. You don't be around nobody. Mm-hmm. So we did.
This was common?
Mm-hmm.
Was this just in the hills or everywhere?
Well, everywhere that I know, you know.
But people did that in the hills.
People did that in the hilly part. I don't know what they was done in other places.
Right.
But that's the way a fab was doing.
Right.
In them hills. That's the way they did.
Right.
And you couldn't get, I know they get wet with my children. You see, nowadays, you can, women, and at the hospitals too, you get in the tubs.
Right.
You get in the tubs and shower and everything. And you know what? We ain't living long either. We didn't smell. No, we didn't.
What did you put on your, what kinds of things did you put on your body?
We didn't do nothing but use water. Water and soap. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Water and soap.
Yes, ma'am.
But we used that. We washed off good with that. We knowed how. And that's what we done. They didn't get no tub, especially when they had the baby, until the 6 months was up. And they would wash my head, nothing like that. It wouldn't get wet, 6 months was up. Then I go where I want to. I go out amongst people, go to church, and that way, that's the way I was taught. See?
Now see, what would happen a lot, like, didn't a lot of women have babies like real close together?
Mm-hmm.
What would happen then? They would just start it all over again?
Well, if they had babies, my babies was kind of close together. Because I was a mother of 14,
right.
But I lost. Hey, your daddy! Don't have myself. And, you know, he was enjoying things to me, you know, and others. All the people, everybody was, that was the way we all lived.
Right, right.
See, that's the way we all lived. No,
tell me about when women had their monthly time.
Well, I tell you what, I had a time myself. I cramped. My mother, when I first started, my mother had to, she did carry me to an old doctor. And he told her to give me some wine of cordial.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she gave me, a little wine of cordial.
Mm-hmm. A little what?
Wine, as a medicine and a bottle about that tall called wine of cordial.
Okay.
I can't, you know, that's what it was.
Right, right.
It was just like, vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Looked kind of like dark vinegar.
It was nasty?
No, it wasn't nasty. Mm-hmm. Because that's what my mom used to take all the time for when she started. See, it was good then for women to take. All the women was taking that. So when they changed life,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? That's what my mother done and other women are doing. And so I didn't get that for, I didn't take too much of that. She gave me a little Teppentine. And that, you know, that was the biggest thing I take. Because she taught me to not to take nothing.
just to deal with, to bear it.
You know, not to be taking nothing, because I didn't know what to take. And so I just had to kind of bear with it long. And after so long a time, I quit. And after I got married, I married when I was 14. And my husband was 22. What do you think about that? Wasn't I fazed? I wasn't fazed.
That was pretty common, wasn't it? People get married that young.
Well, yes, it was in that day. Because you can marry when you get ready. And the way I did, I was going, in them days we had a little country, little schoolhouse off in a little break or somewhere. And that's where the girls would slip off, call themselves slipping off marrying. And boys would slip out in the woods and send their partners up to the schoolhouse to get them. And so when it come time for me to, my husband asked me, he says one day, when we first met, me and my brother went to the well. We had a well about two houses from here. And you draw water. And my mama would send me and my brother to the well. I was the oldest, you know. And she kept plenty of water then, because when I saw this man that Sunday walking up to his brother's house, that's where the well was. And my brother said, "Oh, Georgia, who is that Jonah?" I said, "I don't know, bud, but he sure looks good to me." I said, "Look at them mustaches. The man, you know, look at them mustaches. Black man, tall, slim, hair all fixed back." I said, "He had just 14 years old. Hadn't stopped wetting in my drawers." Don't put that on. But anyway, that's when I first met him. So mama didn't have no more trouble out of no water, getting me to go get water. I remember one day that she was trying, before he ever came, she said, "George, you come out of the field and want to cook dinner," and had to get some water. And it's all.
Can we turn it off?
Be careful, we doing something, Audrey. And she said, "Go get me some water." I said, "Mama, wait a minute, my auntie had a guitar." And I was in there playing that guitar. Oh boy, I was in there playing. Mama said, "Oh, Georgia, come go get that water so I can finish your daddy's dinner. He'd be here directly." I said, "All right, Mama." And when I knowed anything, Mama got that, had a switch that's about that long, and coming down that guitar went up in the side of the wall and everything. And I grabbed that bucket and went on to the well. But after this man, I saw this man. Boy, she didn't have no trouble about me getting water there. But anyway.
Now you said after you got married, your time was, what about, you were going to tell me something about? The time was harder then, or
well, talking about living was hard.
No, you said some. You were talking about your time, your monthly cycle before you started.
My monthly cycle got better.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He had a minister to talk to him about married life, and generally, men like that in them days would tell men folks how to do their wives, you know. And after me and him got married, he was a minister, told him to how to do me. I was young, and he told him how to do and when to do. Now you believe it or not, but he sure did. And he did it. He wouldn't say no church member. I guess he was about as good as anybody else, but he done more good than he did bad. Because I believe he was saved when he passed. And he obeyed. He was at 96. and say, if you obey your mother and father, that your days may be long with the Lord thy God giveth thee. Because your time is out when you hit 70, 70 and 10. That's all God promised you, to live. But you live over that, you're living on somebody else's time. So anyway, he obeyed him. He took care of my body. See what I'm saying? It's a way a man can take care of your body. And I never have seen a rough day in my body. I ain't bragging, but it's just facts, and I'm that away today. I never have seen a rough day in my body, you know, having, you know, just ain't no count. My back, my stomach never have worried me. And I ain't bragging, but it's just facts. You know, truth got to come. You know, it just don't look like it. But truth, you know.
You said you learned this back in your day?
Yes, learned all that back in my day.
Who taught you?
My mother. My mother taught me this. And then her neighbor, just like I foretold you back yonder. Everybody raised me. But you can't let everybody do it now. See what I'm saying? All around in my neighborhood and everything. And I go to church or school. Everybody raised me. I better obey. See what I'm saying?
And could you take a bath when you were on your monthly time?
No.
In those days?
Mm-mm. They didn't lie to me. My mother didn't lie to me. Wait till I got through. It's like I told my daughter, my granddaughter and that, I said, y'all bath too early. You bath all time when your monthly period's on. Even now your water is running. And most of the time you don't ever get through. From month to month, you don't ever get through. Next thing you know, you got cancer or something else. See what I'm saying? And you, well, I could go ahead on, but anyway, and you might say that was a tough time, but that was a good time. To me, I enjoyed it.
What was good about it? What was good and what was tough about it?
Well, I would say, I thought it was, I didn't think it was tough then. Because that's the way we lived.
Right.
And we couldn't go nowhere to better it.
Right.
And that's what we lived to do.
Right. Were you ever hungry?
Well, we get a little hungry sometimes. But we didn't let that. Now look, when I was coming up, we had neighbors. Everybody was neighbors. Far and near was neighbors. Now, if my daddy didn't have a hog to kill, it didn't make no difference with my neighbors. If he didn't have no hog, they didn't tell him, no, you don't get no, I don't give you nothing. You ought to been had you so-and-so. You ought to been had you this. You ought to been done this. No. Nobody do that. If you didn't have no meat, no hog to kill, they didn't say what you ought to have done. Here come the buckets. Here come the buckets. And raising my oldest children, and put them here that away now to me. That's the way you live, that's the way you die.
When you were raising your children?
When I was raising my children.
People shared with sharing still?
Yes. If it still sharing.
Still sharing today?
Today. In my neighborhood. The way you live, that's the way you die. The way you live, respect and obeying, ain't a bit of home in it. If a person mistreats you, don't mistreat him back. Because everybody got to die for itself.
And what if somebody tried to hurt you? What if somebody tried to hurt your children?
Hurt my children? Well, just like in them days, we had them kind of people. We didn't have as many of them kind of people. No, No, well, children fight a little bit. But if grown folks got into it, mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, you hear tell one of them killing one another. Mm-hmm. You hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, honey, before I married and come out of them hills, if a person got killed, ooh, white and black, it was just surprising. But you ain't surprised now.
Oh, so you said 9 times out of 10 today people kill each other.
Yeah.
But not back then.
No.
What would happen if people didn't get along back then?
They got along back then.
Uh-huh. But somebody had not to get along. Everybody got along?
Well, most everybody kind of got along. But uh-huh. every now and then, you could hear tell a person getting killed. Uh-huh. And when he did get killed, he was definitely pushing. People didn't go and just do something. See what I'm saying? You hear what I'm trying to say?
I do.
Back in them days, you sure would have to do something. You'd have to push yourself. Mm-hmm. And that reading here was so surprising. And was so upsetting. Mm-hmm. When people get killed back in then, honey, everybody's upset. Well, nobody ready to fight. Nobody want to go and fight and do nothing. Well, they was punching people then. When they do things like that, they go to pee and stay. And on back there, they was executing or doing something to them. But it wasn't too much of that done. In days when I was coming up.
But I've heard tell that people had a lot of guns and knives to protect themselves. Is that true?
Well, I tell you what. My daddy, when we was coming up, when I was coming up, my daddy never did have a gun in his house. Mm-hmm. I'm saying now, back in them days, you didn't have to have a whole lot of weapons. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some people had one or two guns, maybe. And some, I don't think, too many had no guns. Well, no gun. Nobody had a gun, but white folks. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. People didn't have guns for hunting, maybe?
A little bit. If they hunted, it was a rabbit and a squirrel, a dog. Uh-huh. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wasn't no big time nothing. It was just dogs, sticks, and things like that. Now, people done little things, but he was so seldom. You hear me say, you could go anywhere. Anywhere you want to, you send your child anywhere. That was good time. You didn't have to watch it.
Now the area you lived on a plantation?
Yes. Yes.
Were you there white and black sharecroppers?
Or? Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how did they get along?
Talking about the white peoples in there?
The black people.
Black people?
Uh-huh.
They got along fine. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You know.
Poor white people though, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They, you know, we all, the white people, and the colored peoples, back in that day, you find a few, mm-hmm. few white peoples, mighty few, mm-hmm. had this little thing. Mm-hmm. And he had to use that carefully, mighty carefully, because the other white peoples, you know, they didn't want them to know what they was doing. See what I'm saying? And white people and colored people was good. They got along. They got along good. It, you know, they was good white people. Then up in that day I'm living in.
Right, right.
Now back in slavery, when I tell you about my grandmother, well, tight then, but it loosened up. On up in my day,
right.
And it's double time looser now. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Yeah, it got looser a little bit up in my time, and as far as the time I know, the 80 years I've been here, it's been a few little things happen, you know, amongst white people. But I learned this. It's two kinds of white people. It's a kind that don't care. Just like it is colored. As far as I can see. And the most of the white people, they done come off of that. They done come off of that. That prejudice and all of that kind of mess, you know. Back in my time when I was a girl coming on up, we all shared together, walked together, and when them people's children got out of place, why, some of them they'd whoop them, and some wouldn't. But somehow or another, the parents got there and you know, they done something, you know. And we went right on, because my children played with white children. And just, it was just all of how your parents was raising you. How they was raising you. I was raised the give and take. The give and take. You just cannot live in this world and not take nothing. You got to give and take. See what I'm saying? Take something and give something. It's a give and taking world. That's what it is.
So now back in those days, the white people that you grew up around, they were what kind of way?
They were nice people to me. Just like I first said. And it's kind of that way now. If you be good now, I'm saying it this way. If you have respect, and they got respect, you get along. But my mama taught me if you run across somebody didn't have it, leave them alone. Stay with them around them. The dog, you can love them, but you can't be with them. There was a white person up there had some children that would pick at me. She wouldn't send me about it. You know, we had to walk. We had to go through the woods and everything. But if these people know their children was doing that, they would whoop them. I had a little old man's place with one of my boys. The little boy stayed up at my house all the time eating and going on. Every time I cooked, they was there to eat, and I fed them. And I had a little boy, but now he's grown. He got into it with one of the little white boys. And the little white boy did get out of his place. And he thought he could do it before his dad. I was milking the cow. And the white man was there feeding his hogs or whatever. And I had my boy there, and his boy came up, and he done something to my boy, and he thought that the little boy thought, because his daddy was there, that he could do what he wanted to do. But my boy, it didn't make no difference. Mm-hmm. When he hit him, he run him down. He run between his daddy's legs. And I was standing up there, ooh, just about to faint, just shivering, because my boy went in between his daddy's leg and pulled him out of there and went to beating on him. And I was scared to death. But there was good white folks. Forget it, Georgia. That's what they told me. Said, when they get enough of y'all, they'll stay away from around you. But they never did get enough of us. They kept coming. See, that's the way you know, we live. Then I and my oldest boy, we lived on a place where his son, my boy was crazy about his hat. Mm-hmm. And he didn't allow nobody to put off his hat. Yeah, I bought him a little old hat to wear on his head. So this white boy, he grabbed my boy's hat off his head, and my boy just whooped him good. And he come home, and I was hip her every day. Me and her was standing out there in the yard, and here he come hollering. He said, Mama, Bill done something to him. He just had scratches all over his face. Mama, Bill done hit me, and so and so and so and so. And I'm standing up there just, oh, I was so scared, honey. I didn't know what to do. And come on up there, and he crying. And she said, oh, so happy, what did you do to Bill? Said, I know you had to do something to Bill before he hit you. And finally he told her. He said, I got his hat. He said, uh-huh. I told you, come on here and wash your face. That was the end of that.
You said you helped her every day?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Clean house.
Uh-huh.
That's all I ever did.
Uh-huh.
Clean house.
So this was the plantation owner?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Plantation where I had that my baby was fresh born. I had in that crib. This was the place.
Well, I mean, was it the owner or another worker?
No, he was the owner that my boy was into it with. Her little boy.
Okay.
See, they played together.
Okay.
And, you know, like that.
And so you cleaned house?
I cleaned house and cooked. That's all I ever did. Mm-hmm. Around white folk. Clean house and cook.
And how much did they pay you?
Back in them days, wasn't no money. They didn't pay you no money.
Mm-hmm.
No money, period. No money, period. Because some of us colored people didn't have milk cows.
Right.
Didn't have hogs, like I foretold you. Some of us didn't have hogs. And when we did have hogs, we'd be done eat the meat up and everything. And when we worked around white folks, this is all what we got. You know, that's what we work for. We work for them. I work for them for my extra meat and sometimes lard, little sugar, little meal. Then no, you didn't get no sugar. You didn't get no sugar. It wouldn't go that far. Because that was, you know, and flour, you can get some meal. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So you would work this lady.
Yeah.
And she would give you a little meat, a little
ham bones.
Ham bones.
Some of them would give you more meat than others.
Uh-huh. How many days a week would you work for?
All time.
Every day?
Yeah. All day.
You know, just
all day, just working for them. Leave home that morning, come back at evening when I wasn't in the field.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
I don't quite follow you.
Hmm?
I don't quite follow you.
When I wasn't in the field, that's what I did. And sometimes
when during like lay-by time or something?
Yeah. And then when I was going to field, I'd get up and go and like milk the cow or churn.
Uh-huh.
I have churn for white people early in the morning. Get up early in the morning. Before I go to field, I had to get up early. Because
mm-hmm.
go to field at 6 o'clock. Had to be in the field at 6 o'clock, because if you went when the sun got up, the boss man settled something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I managed, me and my husband managed.
So you got up and worked for them?
Got up and went and churned.
Right.
And got me some milk, old ham bone, or something like that.
That's how you got paid?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah, if I went to help them,
right.
This is what I got.
Okay. But I'm just trying to figure out, when did you go to help them? How often?
Oh, all the time I stayed on the plantation. This is what I done.
This is in the hill?
In the hill. I'd help her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All them spare times.
And when would you have time to do for your own family?
Well, on Saturday. And maybe, you know, at night, I'd do most of my work.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know what I had to do the next day. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I had to go work for her the next day, I'd do my work, what I was going to do, at night. Because
right.
I wasn't going to bed no how early. Nothing but the children going to bed early. Us women, you know, she said, George, I want you to wash for me in the morning. I want you to churn for me in the morning.
You couldn't say no?
Yeah, I could say no, but that was what I wanted to do.
Because uh-huh. you needed that little extra.
I needed that.
Okay.
And you know, this is the way I made it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is the way I did. Just like you. If you want an extra piece of money, you get them, go make it.
Exactly.
See what I'm saying?
I get you.
And they had it, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a cow. I didn't have butter and maybe egg, or maybe she'd give me most any little thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something left over from done cooked today. They done had for their dinner today. And I had this leftover jar yesterday for dinner. You want it? Yes, ma'am. Put it in a bowl or whatever. Bring it home. Feed my children. We have a big dinner on the table.
And so people tell me back in those days they worked from sunrise to sunset. Mm-hmm. It was more than that. It was for women, right? Or was it more? Because you're working more than sunrise and sunset. You're working before sunrise and after sunset.
Well, that's when I'm got to work for them.
Uh-huh.
And I got something special that I got to do. Just like I'm going to go to work in the morning.
Uh-huh.
At 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Well, that night, after I come out of the field, I'm going to get my greens and my peas or whatever I'm going to borrow for my children, my family,
uh-huh,
to get ahead of myself the next day so I can work for this. I pick it, and I wash it, and I put it on.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm running around there, skying up this and skying up that, and doing other things in the house for my children to enjoy when they, you know. And then when I get up the next morning, all this is done. My dinner's nearby done.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I run down to this white woman's house and churn that milk many a morning, and get that butter and that gallon of milk and that pound of butter and be it back home for my husband get up out of bed. Well, I got that for dinner. Then I have me sometime I get paid off molasses. So most time I didn't have eggs. They give me an egg, two eggs, or, you know, things like that. And when it come, I have a big dinner. I wouldn't have that at home. See, I wouldn't have all of this at home. I wouldn't have these little things at home. And so my dinner would be nearly done. So when I get back, before my husband got up out of bed and my baby wake up or something like my children wake up, well, I'd be done fix them a little something, made me some thickened gravy, if I done run down to that. And you know how to make, we call it thickened gravy.
Mm-hmm.
The flour, mm-hmm, pepper, and pour the water in. Sometimes I didn't have nothing but salt. No pepper. You think I'm telling a story?
Mm-hmm.
And a little old taste of sugar. If I had a little old taste of sugar, I'd take it and brown it in a skillet. Put some water in it to make it look like syrup. And feed them. If I didn't have no biscuit, fine. Cook that cornbread on top of that stove and give it to them. And they enjoyed it. So then I'd be ready to go to field. See, in dinner time, I come out at 11 o'clock and my vegetable almost, you know, be done. By the time my husband get there at 12, we ready to eat. And then when he get through eating, we blow a little bit and me and him get ready to go to field. Come out at 6 o'clock, cook a little supper, do what I have to do so I wouldn't be caught on the snap the next day. That's the way I done. Done so much of that with the whole family.
Did you have daughters? Did your daughters help you?
I didn't have, Lila Mae, she was small.
Mm-hmm.
She was nothing but a little girl like. And Essie, just like I said here, but you know, this was the time that they wasn't even born. This was the time my first child was born, and my second one, and my third one. And my third child, time's coming to picking up a little bit more, you know, I have just a little more. I didn't have to do quite as much, just like now.
Right.
I just stopped work here this past year. And I had plenty of time. See, time was done got better. I got paid. I didn't need no A's. I could buy my own A's.
tell me this, then how would things, how did things change over time? Like at first you had to do all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't have much.
Mm-hmm.
How did things change as over time, or as you got a little bit more and a little bit more?
Well, it must have ran into the government making things happen a little more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like it is now. This year we get something, and next year we might get a little something better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that time was.
Mm-hmm.
Time just eased on a little bit further. And the last insurance I had, things was picking up. I didn't have to do these things, you know.
Did you get some help? You ever get any help from the government?
No!
Mm-hmm.
No help.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And I can tell you another thing right now. It ain't much better now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You hear that?
I hear you. Why not?
Hmm?
Why not?
I don't know why the government don't do that.
Oh, okay. You said
what I'm saying, you didn't get no help. You didn't get no help from no government. No nothing. We wasn't getting no checks and nothing. Mm-mm. We was going from this. I was going from this. Yes, what we made, we worked for.
Right.
I work hard.
Yes,
not saying I work hard as those people back yonder. But I have worked hard.
Yes, ma'am.
I have worked hard. And white people was nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really nice to them. I hadn't had none of them to mistreat me.
Right.
I had a few little talks.
What happened?
I had a few little people maybe said something that maybe hurt a little bit.
You had to tell them about that?
Well, I didn't tell them, but in a way they was told, you know.
Could you tell me one of those incidents?
Huh?
Could you share with me one of those times?
Well, back in them hills, it was a lady that I was helping,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what she said to me, but she said something to me, and it hurt me real bad. I don't know what it was, but it was something about helping her. Maybe about what I just have to do. Now, I didn't work for none of them, didn't mistreat me in my day. In this 80-something years, they treat me nice. And where I help, but maybe one or two might have got out of the place just a little bit. But see, I worked over there.
What do you mean you worked over there?
Well, you know, sometimes, as I said, it don't take no... A lot of time, it don't take quitting. It just take something that God give you
uh-huh.
to make a person do. When he find out he fooling with the wrong person, something overtake him and tell him
mm-hmm.
that George ain't you don't fool with her,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's nice and let's don't do it, you know, something like that.
So, like, say you'd be working for a lady,
mm-hmm.
and she would ask you to do more than you thought you should do. Is that what would happen?
Well, no, not exactly. But no, because she in those times, like I said, this woman, it was something she wanted me to do,
uh-huh.
and I couldn't do it.
Okay.
And she wanted to push it,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't let her. But I talked to her real nice and told her I couldn't do it and I couldn't help her no more, you know, on kind of these things,
right.
you know. So she come to her head, you know. She asked me forgiving, you know, and all of this, you know. That was nice to me, you know, all down through my time. And I made them nice to me.
How you make them nice to you?
Because I was nice to them.
Okay.
And if I couldn't be nice to them, I just let them alone.
So you never had to put anybody in their place? Or?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just, You know, I never did just stand up and just tell them what I thought of them, you know, and all of that. And, you know, it just, now if you mistreat me, I'm not gonna stand and just talk to you funny. I'm gonna talk to you like a daughter, like you my child. And that's all. And so if you don't heed to it, I'll know. So we just won't, you know, we won't deal together. And finally, we'll come when we do come together, we're just like sisters. You see?
Now what about the men? Did they ever overstep the line?
No.
White men?
No, I never did have it.
Uh-huh. But you've heard of it?
I've heard of it.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of it. And 9 times out of 10, I said, now, the way you live, that's the way you die. There's a certain way you can act around people, tell them something. See what I'm saying? There's a certain way you can act around people, and it tells you what not to do and what to do. What to ask and what to say.
Right.
So I always kept myself, not thinking myself better, flesh no better, but my ways and action was,
mm-hmm.
I act in my place and you better stay in yours.
Right, I understand that. So guess what I thought, are you not saying though that there were some women who didn't carry themselves right, and that's why something might happen to them?
Right.
Do you think that's why? That's
exactly right.
Okay.
And that's today, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's reading things happening so much today,
because
we don't walk right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk right. And that's the way I'm figuring it. That's the way I have found myself.
I understand that. Can you tell, what did your mother, or the neighbors or whomever tell you about caring? What did they say about the way you carry yourself? About the way you hold yourself up?
They told me. They taught me how to.
Uh-huh. What did they teach you?
Obey.
Uh-huh.
My mother, father would do some teaching, but that mother wouldn't do her teaching around people. It just be a family thing. Of course, I fail to do it sometimes, earlier. But my mother and my grandmother and my auntie and other women's, other neighbors' children, going to school, passing folks' house, they tell them to stop and tell me how to do, how to care myself.
Mm-hmm.
How to do boys. I had a new girl, anybody. Well, I had to take a heed to it. I would listen. And I learned to do it. Because I was taught that home, everywhere I go, they were seeing the same thing. So I couldn't get by. And if I didn't, somebody would know it, they'd tell it. You know, they would get together. People would get together in them days. Parents, the lady peoples, would come together and join together about these children. All these children belong to one, to all of us. That's the way you were raised. Wasn't no getting by. If I go to my neighbor's house, I just wasn't being home. Because I was taught right. You hear me? And I had to act right.
So now what did they tell you about how to act around boys, for instance?
Well, they tell me what to say and how to do. Sit down. Don't flirt. You know. Keep. I'm just gonna tell you that. Don't sit this way. Of course, I sit that way sometimes. Not if I can get my leg up. Don't sit this way. I was taught to sit this way. I'm taught to sit down. When I sit down, my dress was gonna be down anyhow. See, my dress gonna be down here, below my knees. Better not get up here, below my knees, right along here. And when you sit down, Georgia, do this way. and put them legs together.
So you couldn't sit with your knees crossed, at your legs crossed at the knees. You had to keep your knees together.
Yes. You think I'm 10 years old?
Actually, I repeated it so the people on the tape, people listening to the tape, can see you doing that. That's why I repeated
that's
it.
That's the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I had to set this away.
Yes, ma'am.
If my mama called me setting this away, oh, and had company around here, you know, in the house, and that was everywhere you went. And I wasn't on at home. And if you had company, they didn't say nothing. They didn't ask for nothing. And you better not come through here. And you better, if you come through, you better keep straight on out. And say where you're going. And you better not go nowhere. Ain't worried about you going nowhere. You're going out there to play. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear you.
And you better sit right. And you better not set that the way. You sure better straighten up when you're sitting with boys and men folks. All gapped over. That's what Mama said. Georgia. Close them legs. Put that dress down.
Did they ever tell you not to act womanish or things
like that? Yes.
What did that mean?
That means